Emotions were running high today as officials at Michigan State University gave an update on the 3 students killed and 5 critically wounded on campus last night by a gunman with no known connection to the university. Dr. Denny Martin, chief medical officer at Sparrow Hospital, said doctors rushed in to help.
General surgeons, cardiothoracic surgeons, neurosurgeons. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night, sorry.
This is so hard. Michelle Jokish-Polo is a reporter for NPR member station WKAR in East Lansing. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So police identified the 43-year-old gunman who they say fatally shot himself. What more do we know about him and any possible motive?
Yeah, what we know about the shooter is that it was a 43-year-old man named Anthony Dwayne McCray. Like you said, they had no association with the university, but according to court records, Anthony had been contacted by police in 2019, and during that investigation, he was searched, and police found him to be in possession of a handgun that was legally registered to him, but he did not have a concealed carry permit as required by law. So he pled guilty to that charge and completed all terms of his probation as of May 2021. So as of last night, there was essentially nothing in his record.
What are you hearing from students?
You know, I spoke to several students who were in the buildings where the shootings took place last night. You know, some of them were doing their homework. It was close to 8:30 when the shooting happened, and many of them were caught off guard. They were surprised. Some of them said they didn't believe it, even though they heard the gunshots, and you know, they ran out, tried to barricade themselves in buildings nearby, and were inside those buildings for several hours until the police cleared the buildings, and that took several hours. You know, some of them stayed barricaded until 2 a.m.
And police say campus security cameras helped them find the shooter.
Yeah, so the shooting happened around 8:30. And at around 11 p.m., a camera on campus caught the gunman, and that photo was shared across social media channels. And once people saw the photo, somebody, I guess, identified him and called in the tip. And he was later seen by police and in Lansing, so not too far from East Lansing. And there, when he was confronted by police, he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Today is the 5th anniversary of the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. And officials pointed out today that some Michigan State freshmen have now lived through their second mass shooting in a year and a half because they also survived that 2021 shooting at their high school in nearby Oxford, Michigan. It's just a lot, Michelle. What's being said about yet another mass shooting at a school?
Yeah, we heard from, you know, government officials this morning at the press conference, and, you know, they called this a senseless tragedy that could have been prevented, you know, if we push for more gun reform laws. Like you said, there was a student who is a survivor of the Oxford shooting that took place less than a year and a half ago in the east side of the state. And, you know, she was nearby when that took place. And I read that she shared with other reporters that it was, you know, also another traumatizing event. And, yeah, you know, to have to know what to do in that case was just too familiar, but tragically so.
Yeah. Michelle Jokish-Polo is a reporter at WKAR in East Lansing, Michigan. Thank you for talking with us, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.